Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you. Dr. Atolabe, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Lovely. Are you well this afternoon?
It's raining cats and dogs.
Ah, that's why.
Cold water is affecting the connection.
Yeah, because I'm hearing this sound like rain. Oh my goodness! But rain is good, eh?
Rain is good. This is raining season.
Yes, it's raining cats and dogs. That's tight. Now, in many studies, doc, how, what, and when a person eats have been found to impact on how long and how well they sleep. For example, diets low in fiber, high in saturated fat, or high in sugar have been linked to sleep that isn't restorative. Now, today we explore the connection between nutrition, mealtime, and sleep quality. How are the three connected, if at all, Doc?
Oh, absolutely. They are very, very connected.
Mm.
There are three words that we will take home today. Circadian rhythm, melatonin, and cortisol. Now, the circadian rhythm is our 24-hour clock. Every living thing has that 24-hour clock.
Mm.
For us as human beings, when we don't eat at the time that it will not disrupt our melatonin production, or we are under stress and our cortisol levels are high, whatever we eat is going to affect whether we'll sleep, get to sleep, or whether we'll stay sleeping. So you already mentioned a few things, very important. High fat diet, low in fiber. Most high fat diets are low in fiber. There are no fiber in meat, for instance. So definitely when we eat, what we eat affects our sleep. So whether when we lie down ready to sleep, sleep will come, or whether when we sleep, we'll wake up and then can't sleep again. All of this has to do with when and what we eat.
Okay.
Definitely. Because you see, this circadian rhythm that I mentioned, 24-hour, certain times when the melatonin must be produced, if we have eaten heavy food, melatonin production will be delayed or not produced. So when we talk about eating like a king in the morning, it is real. Our front-loading food, as they call it, that is foods that are the heaviest, is better taken as breakfast, and then lunch. And then the third meal, if at all, should be dried food or fruits. That is food that can digest between 2 and 3 hours before bedtime.
Okay.
Because if we eat a high-fat diet, it does not digest on time. And that is absolutely going to affect our sleep. So these are key factors that we need to keep in mind when we are looking at sleeping. So we've got to work with our body clock. If we eat at any time, whenever, the body does not lack that. And it's going to affect sleep at night.
Yeah.
So regularity in eating is so key to sleeping. If we are going to take breakfast at 7 a.m., it should be 7 a.m. every morning. If we are late, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, that's about it.
Okay.
But to take breakfast today at 9 a.m., Tomorrow, 7 a.m., another time, 10 o'clock. No. We will not get good sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Research upon research has shown that even when we sleep, there is a stage of sleep called rapid eye movement sleep, REM sleep.
Right.
If our food has not digested properly, because there is high fat or because we ate late, we will not get the rapid eye movement sleep. And those who have insanity, they don't have rapid eye movement sleep. So these are important factors that we must understand. Our sleep is as important as eating the right type of food. So if we want to have good food that will give us good sleep, we need food that are high in tryptophan, magnesium, and high fiber diet. And which foods are these? They are plant-based foods. We are talking about legumes, green vegetables, some nuts. These are the foods that are high in tryptophan and magnesium. Now, if we are not taking these foods, we will not be able to sleep well. It's so important. It's so simple, but it's so intricate. And unfortunately, we don't know them. We just think that, well, when I want to sleep, I sleep. And why am I not sleeping? Oh, and what do? We go and get some sleeping pills.
Oh, my goodness.
And do you know what? Nobody really sleeps with sleeping pills. You never get REM sleep. They wake up and say, yeah, I slept this number of hours because I was unconscious during those hours. But we don't get sleep. The sleep that rejuvenates the brain, helping us to come to the new day with a mind ready for the day. And once our eating pattern and what we are eating is not right with sleep pattern, or what is called sleep latency, that is the time it takes for us to get to sleep when we lie down to sleep. And don't forget, listeners, and we've got to sleep 2 hours before midnight. And if we are sleeping 2 hours before midnight, we need to eat 3 hours before sleeping time. That is why actually 2 days a meal is the best pattern. If we can go on a two times a day meal pattern, our sleep will start improving.
Oh my goodness.
That is a hearty breakfast, a good lunch, and eat like a proper dry bread.
Yeah.
Or just a banana or two, or orange juice, or a herbal tea with crackers that does not have fat in it. Then we guarantee that we'll have sleep. Cortisol is the third one I mentioned.
Yes, yes, yes.
Our stress. There are some foods that will cause our body to be in a state of stress. Alcohol, caffeine, these will make us to have high level of cortisol. We are in a stage of fight or flight response. Sleep is not going to happen. So we must eat foods that are calming. We must take herbal teas like catnip, chamomile, hops, and several others. These are the ones that will help us nourish our body, give us calmness so that we can have good sleep. So absolutely, what we eat, when we eat, has everything to do with our sleep. No coincidence, directly related. Research upon research has shown very clearly. when we eat, what we eat definitely affects our sleep.
Mm.
So if we want to sleep well, we've got to investigate all of the food that we eat.
Mm, mm.
The foods that are going to cause our body to be in a state of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people take alcohol and they say, yeah, it makes me drowsy, but it does not give REM sleep. So one can be drowsy, but he doesn't sleep. He will still wake up. So anything caffeine after 2 p.m. in the afternoon will affect sleep. So why don't you just leave it alone? Well, some people, when they get to work in the morning, they must have that lift me up, the caffeine. But we can wean ourselves out of it. We can begin to take alternates like soy coffee, not coffees, and then eventually take a herbal tea that is calming. But more importantly, take a good breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, I've had people tell me, if I take a good breakfast, I'll feel sleepy. Well, that would be at first. Because the body was not used to it before. But once we continue and we take enough water in between the meal times and we take fruits for breakfast with oatmeal or other whole grain, our bodies will start adjusting. It may take a little time and it's, you know, different from each person, but it is worth doing it. Without enough sleep, 7 to 9 hours of sleep, our brain is fatigued. And over the years, the long-term effects result in dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and all these problems with the brain. It didn't start overnight. So this is what has been going on over the years. But more and more, there are more studies in the relationship between food and drink. For instance, there is a new field called chrononutrients, and they study the relationship between sleep and nutrients that we eat.
Yes.
So there are more awareness. And if we go to the right source, we will be able to find means of knowing fully well that we can correct all of these things and go to bed on time, absolutely 2 hours before bednight and 3 hours before we sleep, and be consistent. Sleep at the same time and wake at the same time every day, including weekends. You know, people like to sleep. Oh, I'm sleeping weekend sleep. So the body does not know that it's weekend sleep. It wants you to have your 7 to 8, 9 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the serotonin wakes you up in the morning and starts the day, because that's the happy hormone. The melatonin is the sleep hormone. It starts production as the sun is setting.
Yes.
So our body is in a rhythm. And if we walk with it, we will enjoy the best of health. What do you think, dear brother?
You know, I think, Doc, it's quite good, because many of us actually don't think about the serotonins and the melatonins. It's quite important, I must say. And I must thank you for this, you know, conversation, because I'm one person, for instance, who has struggled for the longest time. I tried it, albeit very shortly, to try and have 2 meals a day. And I think it's important, I mean, with the benefits that you are saying, you know, this thing of having 3 meals a day, truly, I believe that we're not assisting our bodies, we're not assisting our health. And it also does not help us in terms of getting a good quality sleep that produces sufficient all those tonics that you mentioned. I must thank you so much, Doc.
We'll vote for 2 meals a day.
Yeah, I have to. I've got to try, and I hope that our listeners will also try. Guys, let's make it an effort. I want to make an effort. 2 meals a day. You saying, Doc, the breakfast must be nice and hearty. It must be hearty, proper, full breakfast. and then you can have then your afternoon, which is nice and also a filling. And then you can go into the evening. And 3 hours before you sleep, there must not be anything in our bodies. Very important. Man, thank you so much. And I must also tell you, I'm also struggling with this getting my 7 to 8 hours because, you know, when my time to wake up hits, it's a body clock and I'm done sleeping. But I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you once I win the battle.
It's impossible. God will help you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Doc. It's been a lovely time and appreciate that you have come through once again. Have a fantastic weekend and a great Sabbath ahead.
I wish you the same. Blessings.
Blessings to you. Thank you, Doc.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.